Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Oberoi Realty Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. We have Mr. Oberoi, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Saumil Daru, Director of Finance of the company, with us for the call. Please note that this call will be for 30 minutes, and for the duration of this conference call, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and this conference call is being recorded, and the transcript for the same may be put up on the website of the company. After the management discussion, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, you may signal the operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Before I hand the conference over to the management, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during the course of this call may not be based on historical information or facts and may be forward-looking statements, including those relating to general business statements, plans, strategy of the company, the future financial condition, and growth prospect. The forward-looking statements are based on expectations and projections and may involve a number of risks and uncertainties and other factors that could cause actual results, opportunities, and growth potential to differ materially from those suggested by such statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Oberoi, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Oberoi.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you as per the time zones from which you have logged in, and welcome to the conference call Q3 FY2026 results and business update. Thank you all for taking the time to attend this call. Before I begin, I would like to share with you a few quick business updates. We have received full occupation certificate for Eternia. We have also entered into a development agreement for redevelopment of land in Nepean Sea Road. 360 West continues to attract strong inquiries. Our office portfolio front, Commerz II occupancy is about 100%. Commerz III is also at 90%. Sky City Mall continues to scale up well on strong leasing demands and for retail tenants, while Oberoi Mall continues with an occupancy of 99%. We continue to actively pursue attractive land opportunities, and we remain optimistic about the year ahead, supported by a strong development pipeline. With this, I will now open the floor for question and answer, and both Saumil and I will be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Puneet Gulati with HSBC. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir. My first question is, if you can talk a bit about the launch plan for this quarter and for next year, how should we think about the phasing of launches and potential sizes?
Hi, Puneet. Firstly, we have our own Goregaon One More Tower launch. We have additional higher floors that need to be launched. We have Borivali, which also has one tower. And when I talk about one tower, these are like 6-8 lakh sq ft towers with revenue potential of more than 3,000 crore. We have both towers in Thane, Forest Hill, as well as the Pokhran Road. We have Pedder Road coming up. We have Elysian Tower. We have Gurugram coming up. So a lot of project launches. In fact, we were expecting at least one of the few to be done in the third quarter, which ended up slipping into now the fourth quarter and first quarter next year. So a lot of launches planned, a lot of business development activities happened in this quarter and happening in the next quarter.
Which one should we pencil in for this quarter?
You know, we are desperately trying to get, Goregaon and Borivali are very much in our control. We will do Borivali and Goregaon both. And we are desperately trying to get NCR within this quarter. In a worst case scenario, it will be probably first quarter next year.
Okay. And how do you view the market demand environment in the current context?
So market
color volume and pricing both.
So again, you know, we have increased pricing when it comes to Goregaon and Borivali both. We have kept pricing in Thane stable for now, but these two markets have seen an upward price increase. And I mean, and there is no shortage of traction. In fact, this quarter we've opened higher floors and we've seen great response even for the higher floors at a higher price. So I don't see that there will be any issue going forward in terms of demand and pricing. Pricing continues to either stay put, and if, let's say, the product exceeds people's expectation, like what they did in Borivali, we ourselves never expected. Today, you know, some of our apartments are going beyond 50,000 rupees a square foot on carpet. So this clearly shows that the product or the project is an outlier, and people have just loved the way it's come about. Goregaon, I mean, you know, I don't really need to say or sell anything about that. That's anyway a super established location. Again, there we are doing ready apartments are selling upward of 50,000. Some of them are selling at 60,000 rupees on carpet, like probably 30-35% premium over market. And there is no resistance when we increase price. And so this is how the market is.
Okay, and lastly, when should we expect 100% occupancy for the Sky City Mall?
I think max another 2 quarters. Very large deals have been we've done LOIs. We're just waiting for the agreement to be done. Once agreements are done, then we will cross that threshold also. And, hopefully February, Apple also opens its store there. So even that kind of, you know, will, again, I must say the footfalls in Sky City are literally double of Oberoi Mall, even within the first 6 to 9 months of its operation. So, I mean, you know, we are pleasantly surprised it's doing exceptionally well.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Kunal Lakhan with CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi Kunal.
Hi Vikas. Just quickly on the timelines for Borivali.
The new project?
Yeah, Adishnat.
Okay, so expecting IOD any given day. And then, the regular time that it takes for their approval, this and the other. Again, this also, if everything goes right, then this gets pushed into the first quarter next year, next financial year.
Okay, Q1 FY27.
Correct.
Okay, just, Vikas, just one last question. Just stepping back a couple of quarters, right, we had, at the beginning of the year, we had highlighted quite a few launches, greenfield launches for this year. Case in point, the Gurgaon project, the Worli project, and also a couple of launches, couple of towers in Thane and Borivali and Goregaon. We did launch Goregaon Tower T, but barring that, right, I think there is some slippages there in terms of launches. Are you facing any issues in terms of approvals or on the regulatory side?
You know, not at all. In fact, it's more to do with the way we want the design to be. We've really worked multiple times, even on NCR. We've taken feedback from people. with regards to, you know, what should be the depth of the deck. You know, we started at 8 feet, and then we said no, 8 feet probably would be too little. We pushed it to 10 and then 12 and so on and so forth. So literally, like, you know, when you're trying to perfect a product and not really looking at what the market expecting you to do, it kind of you know, brings you in a situation like where we are today. But let me tell you, you know, it's a dream to work in Gurgaon. Approvals are a breeze. Very, very, you know, I think like a state which really helpful in terms of approval. It's just that we kept, you know, bettering our product, which we do all the time. And that goes for even our Pedder Road project. You know, we created a plan. We first thought we will make podiums with ramp, and then we realized that ramps would take a long time to go up, and then we replaced them with elevators. So we had to change our plans. And, you know, these days it's not like, you know, you can simply launch. There is so much of process. Until you get commencement certificate, you can't even apply for RERA. If you can't apply for RERA, you know, RERA takes 30 to 45 days. And it just kind of stacked up. We just got it wrong, you know, to be very honest. We just got it wrong. We could have easily got these in, like, maybe at least in the third quarter. But like I said, that, you know, we kept perfecting the product, which will, of course, pay us and help us in the long run and all of that. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a missed quarter and a missed opportunity.
Sure. And lastly, if you can give some color on the timeline for Nepean Sea Road.
A new one? Again, I mean, you know, this is just a DA. It should take at least 9 months, you know, before we can actually see anything. I mean, given my past experience, I know that once the DA is signed, it takes a lot of time to make sure you hit ground.
Okay, and just a follow-up, you know, you look at FY27 now with the kind of spillovers that we'll see of the projects. So it looks like a very, like a big year in terms of newer launches, right?
Absolutely. You know, whatever, it looks like a very promising year for ORL, because now all the hard work that was required to be done has been done. Few of these should have actually been in 26, but they're getting spilled into 27. But, you know, like whatever is lost in 26 will get covered in 27, and it will look like a much bigger year for us.
In terms of management bandwidth, are we ready for, you know, handling these many number of launches for next year?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, this is one thing I can say, that as a company, we have now really cracked the code as far as scale goes and as far as quality goes. We're really able to do that. I mean, in fact, I must say that today I saw a presentation by our contractors for our Gurgaon project. And really, I must say that it's something that, you know, that people will be proud of. And we will be proud of having done that. So again, execution, no issue. Launches, absolutely no issue. We have a great team. We have the bandwidth to build scale and scale with quality. We have that confidence. It's just that, I mean, you know, we lost track of time perfecting our product, and you know, sometimes it's all right to be less perfect, but to be, you know, on time, then trying to completely, you know, perfect a product and bring it into the market. We realized that in the last 1 month, that, you know, we pushed ourselves too much in that direction.
Sure, Vikas. If Somil is available, then maybe,
yeah.
I can.
Kunal, you can hear me now?
I can hear you, Somil.
Yeah, sorry about that. There was some technical issue, so I think we have got it sorted out. Yeah, in your question about operating cash flows, so basically we had about close to 300 crores going into payments for, you know, FSI and what we can say, related acquisition rights. So that's where, and obviously that just goes out as pure operating cash flow. Correspondingly, those projects are not yet producing the revenues. So while they do not have any impact on the P&L per se, as far as cash flows are concerned, you will see the operating cash flows, you know, net of that amount.
Understood. Thanks, Vikas. Thank you.
Thanks, Kunal.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Gaurav Khandelwal with JPMorgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, Gaurav.
Hi, Vikas. Hi, Saumil. Thanks for taking my questions. I have two questions. I'll take this one by one. My first question, when I was looking at your presentation, so prices, quarter-on-quarter for some of the projects seem to have come down, at 360, at NSE and at Jardin. Can I understand if this is something to do with the configuration of the slabs, or is there a genuine decline in prices? What's happening there?
So prices are a factor of rate into the floor. So if the apartment's on a lower floor, then you will get lower realization. If the apartment's on the higher floor, then you get higher realization. In fact, if at all, we've only increased prices, and like I said in the earlier statement, we've neither reduced nor increased prices in Thane. So that's how it is.
Got it. Thanks. That's very clear. And my second question is a broader question, right? With the recent municipal changes, has there been any early industry-wide discussions that for the areas where the municipality has jurisdiction, are they talking to developers that this, are they going to make any changes in terms of allowing FSI timeline on approvals or anything of the sort, any early color?
You know, frankly, there is no change. I don't know what change you are referring to. There is absolutely no change as far as corporation goes, barring these elections that have taken place. But they have zero bearing on any of these issues. So it's the state government and the urban development department that decides the policy of, you know, approvals. And there is really no change after the DCR came into play. There is really no new rule or regulation that kind of either enhances or decreases FSI.
Got it. So it should be business as usual, for-
It is business as usual, absolutely.
Got it. And if I can just ask one more, rather housekeeping question. So the one-off employee expenses that have been booked, how many months of arrears are accounted for in that 23 crore figure?
So, basically, yeah, Gaurav, Saumil here. So basically, when we calculate this, you know, this is calculated, and the reason it comes as an exceptional item is it's basically a true-up for, you know, the period till date. So essentially, the calculation takes into account the life of the employee, so from their joining date to today. So, that's about it. This is a one-time cost which is taken. After here, it will be business as usual, and, you know, whatever is the amount that will regularly go, will go. And, because this is a true-up for, you know, a relatively large period of time, that's why it appears as an exceptional item.
And moreover, Saumil, also, I also want to add that this is just a ballpark number and to its maximum. Once the regulation with regards to this is out, then the amount can vary and it can lower a bit. So...
But in terms of normalized expenses, does it have any meaningful read-through on the cost of construction that we do?
No, not at all. This is a one-time provision made for gratuity for the entire period, an entire period from the time anybody's joined ORL till today.
Got it.
That's it.
That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Pritesh Sheth with Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Pritesh.
Yeah, hi, Vikas. Hi, Saumil. Thanks for the question. Just a couple of them. So first on Gurgaon launch, you know, by, you know, when should we be applying for RERA to be able to launch this project in time this quarter? What would be the timeline?
We are awaiting our plan approvals,
And I am told that we will get that in the next 30, 35 days or 40 days. Once we have that in our hand, we will immediately apply for ERA. And once we have our ERA approval, we'll immediately launch. So that's what I can actually say. So really, it's like a touch and go for us. We are desperately trying to speed up and get things going.
Sure, got it. And in terms of commencement of the Worli commercial project, to the, you know, when should we hit the ground there?
So, we had already done some excavation in the past. We've started securing the site again. We are on a design mode. But as we speak again, I mean, your work is happening at brisk speed there also.
Got it. Just a follow-up on the Gurgaon. As per the feedback that you are getting from the authorities or market there, how much time generally it takes to get the RERA? So, if we are able to apply for RERA, let's say in the beginning of March, would we be comfortable launching the project, in this quarter itself?
So, like I said, it's going to be a touch and go. We are trying to get it done, but it will be a touch and go. So, between today and applying for RERA and getting RERA permission, we have our plans to get approved, which we've applied for. And then immediately we will go in for ERA approval. But like I said, it's a touch and go. Hopefully we will be able to get through.
Sure. Okay, that's pretty helpful. Thank you. All the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Karan Khanna with Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Hi, Vikas. Hi, Somil. Just a couple of questions from my side. First, if you look at the business development so far, you've only done Nepean Sea Road this quarter. So how should one think about business development guidance, let's say, for over the next 12 to 15 months? And any update on Versova? And you recently emerged as a top bidder for an 11-acre land parcel in Bandra as well. So how should one think of business development going into FY27?
So let me tell you three large deals, large deals we are working on, and hopefully either we will announce this quarter or the first quarter next financial year, and you will see the bump up in terms of BD and railway land. I mean, I can only say we bid. Let's see the outcome. We are very excited. If we get it, it'll be great. But too early to say anything until and unless we get that in our hand.
Sure. And just to follow up, are these three large transactions in Mumbai MMR, or are you also looking at opportunities outside Mumbai?
No, these are three in Mumbai. We are looking at other land parcels also, but these are near finishing line and all.
Sure. Secondly, on Sky City, where, your current leasing stands at 56%, and I think a couple of quarters back you mentioned 90% by end of this year. So can you just provide an update as to, how one should think about leasing here? Is it slowing, or are you cautious, trying to be maximize the rentals here and hence going slow in terms of leasing of the mall?
No, so both are almost correct. We actually have signed three large leases. Once that gets affected, or rather the agreements are signed, we will be in a position to tell that this is leased. And we see great traction. I told you earlier that the footfall in Borivali is phenomenal. The social media also has taken it to another level. And it's an outlier of a mall. Very excited about it. And yeah, so we are also in a position to maximize it.
Sure. And then lastly, on Jardin Thane, given the pace of sustained sales that you're seeing here, when do you expect to exhaust the current inventory, and when are you looking to launch subsequent phases here?
So, in all high-rise buildings, the lower and the middle apartments get sold first for two reasons. One, of course, they are cheaper because you don't have to pay floor rise. and we sometimes don't even launch the higher floors. So in this case also, we still have inventory which is on the higher floor. We are going to launch one tower, which will actually help us in the sustenance, because we have inventory of lower floors, which is something that people like to buy because of its cost advantage. And so that's going to be the only reason why we will launch a new tower for sales. But otherwise, we've kind of mapped Thane and its speed. The next thing in Thane will be the mall. We are doing a hotel and we are doing an a school building. So these three, things we launch. And this will also stir the market, because we are trying to position it as Oberoi Garden City Thane. And that will also, you know, give them a clear signal what the market in Thane, what we are trying to build in Thane in terms of a market. So JW Marriott Hotel, the mall, and probably one of the best international schools being designed by a design firm based out of Boston. And again, like really a unique sculptural building being done there. So it really, you know, changed the way people perceive our location. They're trying to build another Goregaon out of that.
Sure. Thank you, Vikas, and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes on the line of Akash Gupta with Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vikas, sir. Thank you for taking my question. My question is on the real estate demand. Like listening to you, I don't see a lot of pessimism. But then again, if I look at the third quarter PCA number, it is still the lowest over the last 9 quarters. And also the equity market.
No, thanks for asking this question. Frankly, yeah. I said it in as many words.
Yeah.
Sorry, are you able to hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Okay, I said it in as many words that we missed this opportunity to launch a project, and that's kind of hurt us in our third quarter. Otherwise, you would see the numbers to be very different. We have projects which are actually, at a stage where we simply sell and we can, recognize revenue out of that. So it's just, just one of those quarters where we were not able to time it properly. That's about it.
Yeah, but then just on the thoughts on the real estate demand and with the equity market going down, like, are you seeing any slowdown? Like, not considering the launches, just on the sustainability.
Not really. Because like I said, that, you know, we've increased prices in Goregaon, we've increased prices in Borivali, and we don't see any slowdown there at all. So it's developer specific, it's location specific, and it's product specific. All three, and we tick all the boxes, I think.
Okay, sir. That's the only question I have, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Oberoi for closing comments.
Thank you all for taking time out of this call. We look forward to hearing from you on a regular basis. Please feel free to reach out to any of our, our investor relationship team as and when you have any questions. Thank you once again. Thank you for attending this call.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. On behalf of Oberoi Realty Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.